Welcome home, my love. This is Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. We really intend to understand ourselves, come home to ourselves, so that we can continue to move out into this world living an extraordinary life. So today I was posed a question by a mentor about what is the purpose of feeling alone. And I love the fact that the question was feeling alone and not being alone, because in true essence, I truly believe that we are never really alone. There are people that care about us. There is God, source, the universe, whatever energies, entities, religion, whatever you believe in terms of a higher power, there you are divinely guided and supported. So we are never truly alone. So why do we at times feel alone? And I believe that, or at least from my experience, I have found that being alone or feeling alone really is an invitation for me to love myself more, to connect with myself more, to be like the hermit in the tarot and really reflect in. It's often a reminder that maybe I haven't been meditating enough. I haven't really been spending time with myself enough. I have felt or created a codependency on something outside of myself, and I am no longer fully trusting in myself. So now I am feeling separate because I am not receiving the support that I have created in my mind, if you will. Because let's be real, we're always supported and guided. But oftentimes we might create this illusion, this story about, well, the people around me need to behave in XYZ manner so that I am okay, that I am secure, I am loved. And what I have found is when we love ourselves, we are trusting of ourselves. We don't need other people. It's not about a codependency. It is about a desire to share. You know what I mean? Like it feels like, or let me explain what I mean. How about that? When I truly believe that humans are pack animals, if you will, right? We are meant to connect with each other, and each person has special gifts that they are lent towards. Like, they are given these gifts that, one, they have an affinity for, but also that they enjoy doing. And everyone's gifts are different. It might even be like two people might be great at music, but their music is different, right? And it looks a different emotion in us, and it feels a different way. And so they're both equally as important. No one's more important or anything. Everyone has a purpose in this world to provide goods or services to support our community. And we are meant to be in community and commune with one another and share with one another and love on one another. But we are also meant to love on ourselves, to fill our own cup and be okay alone. Be okay in our physical form on our own, but it's nice to have someone and something to share it with. So we do feel this call and this pull to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And as we are feeling this pull and this call to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, we have to know who ourselves are. And so in that being alone and feeling alone, or feeling alone better yet, it is this feeling, this, it's like our higher self, if you will, is showing us and inviting us to take a look at what is our purpose, take a look at what is this calling that we are looking for. And it presents itself as like, we need to to connect with someone. We need to be outside of ourselves, but really we need to understand ourselves. We need to listen to ourselves. We need to figure out like what it is that we're doing. And we often, in my experience, feel alone, sometimes in a group of people. We're surrounded by people, but we feel alone. We feel disconnected. Why? Because this isn't our space. This isn't the community that we're meant to be. Like, we are not connected. We are not living in our purpose. Like, okay, we're at like a big company event maybe, and we're just standing there and we're surrounded by thousands of people, and it's just like, okay, I'm here, but why? Why am I here? I feel so alone. I wish I had a friend. And then that, why am I here? Why am I here? That is where we can dive into ourselves. Why am I here? What led to me being in this space? And you can figure that out and you can dive into that. And then you're like, well, what would I rather be doing right now? I think that is a huge question that I ask myself quite frequently, or I've learned to ask myself whenever I'm like kind of sitting in that, like, I feel alone right now. What would I rather be doing right now? And sometimes it's like, I'd rather, like, you know, be out at a party, or I'd rather be, you know, around people. I'd rather, oftentimes it'll be like, well, I'm comfortable in my pajamas and on my couch, but I would like if other people were invited, you know, or other people were taking part of that. And that feels like an invitation to me to reach out to someone, right? Reach out to a friend and create a connection, deepen a connection even. Or it's an invitation to be aware of, okay, well, maybe if I like look at my, you know, scroll my friend group or my chats and my whatever, and I'm just like, I don't really want to talk to any of these people right now, then it's an invitation for me to be like, maybe I need to change who I spend my most time with. Maybe it's time for me to elevate my community, my surrounding people. I'm sorry if you're overhearing other voices. Someone else is on their balcony having a conversation, and that is perfectly okay, because we're going to continue our conversation here together and connect even more, right? So it is an invitation for us to really look at what we have here and versus what we desire to experience, and see what we can do to make the shifts and changes to create a better life. Yes. So I encourage you, if you are feeling alone, please reach out, shoot me a DM. Let's connect. Let's talk about it. Let's explore. Maybe Mama T energy is something that might be supportive for you in the next steps of your journey. And of course, you can always continue to subscribe and listen to Coming Home with Mama T for more tips and tricks here. And if you aren't feeling alone, if you are feeling deeply connected, you have built up a community, you have created a sacred space for yourself, that you are feeling the freedom, the love, all of that goodness, the extraordinary experience, we want to hear your story. So I invite you to, again, reach out to me and let's chat. I would love to have you here on Coming Home with Mama T and share how you came home to yourself. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up, keep it short and sweet today. Remember, again, you are never alone. You are divinely supported, and I too have your back, my friend. So I love you, connect with you, and have a magical day.